Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Are Latino children and other minority children more at risk of a delayed diagnosis for autism and various spectrum disorders? My guest is Dr. Catherine Zuckerman. She's a general pediatrician in the Division of General Pediatrics at the Child and Adolescent Health Management Initiative at Oregon Health and Science University. Welcome to the show, Dr. Zuckerman. So speak about Latino children and include in this, you know, some other minority children. What are we seeing in terms of delayed diagnosis for autism, and what does this mean for those children down the line?
Yeah, well, as you're aware, autism is one of the most common developmental disorders of early childhood. The recent estimates from the Centers for Disease Control suggest that it can affect as many as 1 in 50 children. We know that early identification of autism and other autism spectrum disorders is really beneficial for children in terms of improving children's outcomes and their families' outcomes. It might even save money. Unfortunately, however, Latinos and other minority children, such as African Americans, are diagnosed later than white children. For Latinos, it's about 2.5 years later. And also, they're less likely to carry a diagnosis overall. So probably many children who have autism spectrum disorder are never diagnosed or are diagnosed really late.
That's very sad. I hate to hear that. And we know that early diagnosis is so important to get the kids into effective interventions as soon as possible. So what have you learned with this research? I mean, it's frustrating, I'm sure, for you to do this research and find this out. And so what have you learned about ways to get Latino children and other minority children? Now, with Latino children, Dr. Zuckerman, I can see that there would be a language barrier, or maybe they're not finding Spanish-speaking pediatricians. But when you speak about other minorities, Black children or some other, it wouldn't seem to be the language barrier as much. So speak about what you've learned in this research.
Yeah, so my study particularly looked at the role of pediatricians and how pediatricians might be contributing to this delay, both in terms of their beliefs and their office practice patterns. As you pointed out, it's really important to identify autism early, and that's why the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends screening for autism and other developmental disorders at 9, 18, and 24, 30 months. In my study, though, we found that only 1 in 10 pediatricians were offering these recommended screenings in Spanish. So it's pretty unlikely that children would get diagnosed if their doctors aren't even screening for them. Even among those ones who were offering it in English, it was still less than 50% of pediatricians. So I think part of the problem is that many pediatricians aren't offering their patients the best services so that early diagnosis can happen.
Okay, now this may be a loaded question, but why do you think they're not offering those services to their Latino patients?
Well, I think that particularly for Spanish screening, it is more expensive for pediatricians' offices. That at least autism screening you can get for free, but maybe some people aren't aware of it. And then general developmental screening, it costs more money to get the Spanish material. So it certainly helped pediatricians if those materials were made more available. In addition, I think implementing developmental screening in your office practice is just challenging. It's not so usually developmental screening involves a parent filling out a checklist, but it's a whole office process where you have to figure out who distributes it, who collects it, who's going to score it, how are we going to interpret the scoring, and who are you going to send children to if the scores are abnormal. And actually, in my study, we found that the biggest barrier that pediatricians cited for autism diagnosis in Latinos wasn't language barriers. It was that there wasn't enough specialists to send children to. So it may be, particularly for minority children, who may be publicly insured or may not be insured, that if there's no specialist for their pediatrician to send them to, then the pediatrician may feel there's no point in screening at all.
Have you found any effective solutions? Have you identified anything that may have been found with other minority children, and you've thought of ways, identified ways to, you know, solve this issue, getting the Spanish, you know, developmental screening out in mass to the pediatricians, you know, collecting up your specialists in various areas so that people know who to send these children to? What are some effective solutions?
Yeah, I think both of those things that you suggested are great ideas. I think pediatricians need to be aware of what resources are already there for free. And parents should be aware, too, because you don't need to go to your pediatrician's office to get screened, that many of these screens are available online for parents for free. So pediatricians and parents need to be more aware of what autism is and why it's important to be identified early. We need to have better access to instruments, both in English and Spanish, and many languages, actually. And then I think we need to help pediatricians link their, so when they do screen, we need to help them link it to referral resources, specialists who can actually do a more serious, in-depth look at a child who's at risk and say, do they really have autism or not? Because if we don't have enough people to send children to, it doesn't matter if we're screening or not.
Okay, so we've been speaking mostly about the pediatricians. Now let's speak about the parents, the community, and the school, because and the schools, because in the pediatrician's office they have or they don't, you know, and maybe they don't have the materials, but you mentioned that people could get free screens for their children online. You know, who else can help them identify if a parent is a non-English speaking person? So maybe they're not even listening to this show. Or they don't have the internet to be going online and Googling around, why is my child acting a little different, or developmental things I'm not seeing. Who else around them can identify and say, you know what, you need to get that child screened?
Right. So I think, first of all, if parents have concerns, they should talk to their pediatricians. But other great resources that are available to all parents for free is early intervention, which is a program for children who are at risk for developmental delays. Anybody who has a concern can refer a child to early intervention for free. You don't have to have a doctor or teacher refer you. If you're just a concerned parent, you can refer yourself, and they will come to your house usually and do a complete developmental evaluation of your child for free and put in necessary services. So I think that's a great resource that if parents have a concern about their child or they think that their child isn't developing the way their peers are, I would recommend contacting early intervention. And, of course, also early childhood educational centers, preschools, are really, even a lot of daycare centers have a lot of developmental resources for the community. And so parents can talk to those few places as well.
Well, I would like to add to that about early intervention as a parent who used it for my daughter's speech development problems. Now, of course, the child won't stop talking, but when she was young, she was delayed. And early intervention is, as you say, Dr. Zuckerman, an excellent way. You can Google, listeners, early intervention for children in your state, and they will send somebody out. It's not always free, but it's definitely very inexpensive based on your income. Sometimes it's even free. You know, they'll come and evaluate for free and tell you if your child is developmentally delayed in so many different areas. So look up early intervention. And Dr. Zuckerman, in the last 30 seconds or so, wrap up this study for us and what you want the listeners to understand about it.
Well, I think the most important thing to understand is that autism is common in that children may be at risk of it, but especially from the parent perspective, it's important to ask your doctor about your child's risk, especially if you have concerns, because your doctor may not be aware of autism, be as fully educated as autism as might be advised, and also your doctor might not be screening you unless you ask for it. So I think it's really important for parents to take an assertive role and ask their doctor if they have concerns and also ask their doctor to screen them.
Well, that's what's
it's
so...
It's not for their child, for the other children next door, you know?
It's so important. Be involved as a community. Help the other parents around you and be your own child's best advocate. Ask your pediatrician if you don't think that they're screening. Talk about it. You're listening to Healthy Children on Radio MD. This is Melanie Call. Stay well.